Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Who are those girls? It's JK.
Episode 45. What a blast we're going to have today, right, Kathleen?
Oh my God, this has been the most fun we've ever had filming a video ever.
Guys, I'm not going to lie. I know that in our community posts, we have mentioned multiple times that episodes were like almost not going to happen. This one for real was not supposed, it's just like the universe told us 20 times, like, stop trying. You know what I mean? It's not supposed to see their eyes, but we're pushing against the odds. So here's what's happening. In the middle of this episode, or probably like the first third of it, you're going to notice that like it cuts to footage of us dressed in something different. Why is that, Kathleen?
Like a completely different day, honestly. What do you mean, why is that, Kathleen? Why is that, Jesse?
Well, okay, so, oh my God.
You were cursed by the giantess foot model,
okay,
man.
Okay, I'm so pissed. Absolutely so basically cursed. What had happened was we were filming. We were like 30 minutes into filming, mind you, on a day that was jam-packed for me, okay? Like jam-packed with like editing 2 episodes of things I needed to edit and filming 2 episodes for a separate podcast. So it was very, very jam-packed. I did not have time for this to happen. But of course, mid-filming, me and Kathleen are getting really passionate. You know, I'm swinging around my hands. I'm swinging around my toes. Apparently, they have a mind of their own. I don't know. And I explain it later. But essentially, I turned off my power. And you would think that my camera would just stop recording because it said recording the entire time. So you would think that once it turns off, it just kind of like cuts the footage. Nope. It literally corrupted the footage and I could not refilm it.
Yeah, because like your big toe like turned off your power bank thing,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
That sucks. Jessie's face while we were filming a few days ago, she was like, no. She like started
I knew.
I said, what happened?
And you're going to see in the latter half of this podcast that Kathleen is like, you're totally going to be able to recover that footage. Like, it's totally going to be fine. I literally spent almost $300 on data recovery stuff to try to get it back. Could not get it back. We're here filming the intro again.
Wow, it's so crazy. Both of us spent almost $300 for this episode.
Oh my God. Okay, so then that's another thing. So we were going to film today, which is, by the way, you know how our episodes go up on Wednesday? Yeah, it's Wednesday. Surprise. Right now, when we're filming this.
Yeah, we're actually filming this on Wednesday. This part right here is crazy. This video is going up tomorrow?
It has to because I leave to Miami. So I have to do everything like very lickety-split. It's too much, Kathleen. I can't.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry, Jessie. Like, she's
really
good.
It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. Totally fine.
Okay,
I love this.
It was so crazy. So she messes that up. And then I really thought that she was going to recover the footage because it's happened to Lily a couple times.
Yeah, like, but Lily seemed very doubtful. Like, she was just like, girl, I don't know. I think every time that's happened to me, we like had to refilm or I had to refilm on my own or whatever. I was like, no, impossible.
You'll see in the second half of this footage today, like in the video today, I was like, girl, we have nothing to worry about. We're not going to need to refilm this Wednesday morning. Here we are.
Here we are. But anyway, so all of that being said, we finally get to Wednesday morning when we're supposed to film. Kathleen wasn't home. So it was this whole mission just for you to get to the filming location to film.
Here's the thing. I was telling Jesse when we were filming this on Monday, I was like, I cannot film later this week because I'm taking care of Andrea's dog. Shout out Andrea. Hi. Shout out Walter. Also, he's waiting for me at Andrea's house right now.
The dog?
And I was like, okay, I can quit. Yeah.
Oh my God. I'm sorry, Walter. Who names their dog Walter? God bless Andrea. What?
What? It's so cute. I love that name.
Walter. It's like, I don't know. I'm not like a big fan of when people name their dogs like human names, you know?
Oh, I love that. Actually.
But it's funny, but yeah. Okay. Oh, continue.
Like, no, I want another dog and I want to name him Winston.
See, but that's not really a human name. Like, I feel like that's a dog name.
Walter? How many Walters do you know, bro?
Well, I don't know that many white people, but if I did, I would probably know a few Walters.
I was gonna say, actually, the only Walter I've ever met is so white.
Yeah, no, literally. That's, yeah. Anyway.
I came, I was like, okay, that's fine. I can go Wednesday morning. I'll go to my house, whatever. I'll get there. When I get here, guess what? I left my memory cards at Andrea's house.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. When you told me that, my eyes kind of glazed over because there does reach a certain point. And I was trying to say this in the latter half of this video, but Kathleen, I don't know. She got stressed when my footage cut off. So then she got high. She took a gummy. So she literally was just being giggly and not helpful at all. I'm like, God damn it.
I know. The problem is that when that happened, she was like, give me some time. I'm going to see if I can go recover this footage. I'm like, oh, okay. I didn't think she was going to recover the footage anytime soon. So I was like, I'll go get a gummy, you know, relax a little bit. And then we'll film later when she recovers the footage. But she was like, fuck this. I'm going to try to recover this later. Let's just finish this right now. So I came back pretty stoned. Here's the thing. If our sponsors sent us products, I'm going to use our products.
Listen,
the
you're just trying to be a responsible influencer who tries the products that we promote.
Exactly. And I have a whole tub of out of office gummies and I'm going to try them for
Try them again and again. So it runs out. And then I'll try them just tomorrow when I buy a new one.
Exactly. So I had to run to Best Buy. Okay. I was like, I can't go all the way to Andrea's house. She lives an hour away from my mom's house, by the way.
Wait, no. You were going to interrupt my story that I was interrupting your story for. And then I'm going to forget. So hold that thought.
Wait, what?
And then let me go back and we do a little U-turn. Hold on. What I was trying to say, but Kathleen was high and she like, I don't know, interrupted me or something. But I was trying to say in the later half of this video that I was having a Zoloft anxiety attack. Like, I don't know if you experienced this.
Oh my God.
Have you ever had an anxiety attack, but like a medicated one where you're like, I know this would be like a really bad panic attack, but I think I'm just like mildly freaking out. You know what I mean? Like I don't have like any pain in my chest because I think that Zoloft makes, oh my God, maybe, but I can't try other medications. God bless. I just can't go on that journey. I think I disassociate a lot with Zoloft, but like as a coping mechanism for like extreme stress or claustrophobia.
I mean, slay.
Yeah, I think it's a slay. Like what's the hurt in disassociating? Like I'm still here. I'm just daydreaming. Hello?
I mean, that's literally my life every day. Exactly. Like, I'm permanent Zoloft.
Oh, so the blind leading the blind here. So, you know, maybe I shouldn't listen to Kathleen, but like, I think it's a big slay. Anyway, I completely disassociated when you told me that the memory card was not working. Like, completely. I literally was like, yeah, totally fine. And then I just kept editing, like, if nothing happens. So, like, I definitely think this has made me just, like, drift off into another land. Because otherwise, 100% unmedicated, there would be no episode. I would have told you, like, Kathleen, no, I don't want to do it. Like, I can't.
Honestly, you are very resilient. I know you texted me that earlier. You're like, wow, we're so resilient. But you especially, that is crazy, honestly. We were going to refilm this part even that night. And Jesse's like, Kathleen, after filming, do we know them? I can't do this back to back. I might end up in a ditch. I'm like, yeah, okay.
No, genuinely felt like my makeup, okay, I had gotten my makeup done like at 9 a.m. It was already like 9 p.m. Bro, I had to get on a call. Listen to this. Like that day was so shit. I had to get on a call to like get life insurance, like right after I filmed with Lily. I'm like, the universe just like really hates me right now. Cause like I'm—
Why are you getting life insurance?
Bro, everybody should have life insurance, especially if you have children.
Oh no, yeah, you're right. You're a mom.
Well, like in general, like I feel like people, if you can, you should. Cause like you never know what's gonna happen.
I kind of like refuse to get life insurance cause I'm scared somebody's gonna kill me for it.
Oh, like definitely that is a concern. Like they were asking, they're like, okay, so who's the 100%, like you can assign like a percentage to somebody. And I was like, I guess 100% Nassim. I was like, but I'm a little scared.
Tell Nassim that.
No, bro. Like I just like literally look at all those true crime things. It's always for the life insurance. I'm like, oh,
no, yes. Literally, they're always killing bitches for life insurance money.
But you know, it's important to have for my children. And anyway,
no, you're
all
a mom,
of that
you're
being
a mom.
Said, we just like want our debts to be covered. Like our assets, we want that to be covered. We don't want to leave like a burden on anybody if we do die.
Dude, my parents like paid for their cemetery holes like a million years ago so that their kids would have to pay for that. And I'm like, hell no. What the fuck? I was tripping out when they went to pay for that. I was like, oh great, now you're gonna die tomorrow.
And guess what? They didn't.
But I was convinced. It happened in high school when they paid for their— yeah, but now they're divorced and they paid for side-by-side burials.
Wait, that actually does suck. Can they change locations? What's the vibes?
I think
on
I'm gonna have to look into it when one of them croaks.
Bro, I'm not gonna lie, that would actually like trip me out. If I divorce my husband and I know that we have plots next to each other, I'd be like, I need to change that.
Or, you know, it would be easier for me to just like visit one gravesite. So maybe I just don't tell the other person right before, you know, like when one dies first, I'll just be like, I'll separate you guys. And then I'll just put them next to each other.
You can't do— bro, you cannot tell people that you're gonna do something when they die and then like do something else. That's like the worst karma ever. But as for me, burn me like the witch I am, put me in an urn, and don't even do a funeral service. Just have a little party at the house, sandwiches for Publix or whatever.
I mean, I don't have kids, and maybe one day in the future I will. I don't see it happening, or whoever is responsible for me when I'm dead, I don't know.
Oh my God, that conversation comes up twice in this episode. You also say that later on.
No way.
Yeah, you said because your grandma couldn't get up from the couch, you're like, who's gonna pick me up from the couch? couch. And I said, maybe add to me.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, you know, when I die, like, I don't care, obviously, unless I'm like murdered and thrown into the ocean.
Right. Like that which be you believe you are going to be every single day.
Yeah. But I mean, like, you know, let's say I die of an old lady in my bed peacefully. Like, I don't care what you do to my body. You decide. Like, you want to burn me?
No, don't burn me.
Burn me.
Do wanna, not burn me because I will wake up. I will wake up.
I don't care. Do whatever you want with me. I'm dead.
But what if you wake up? What if you're not dead? What if you have like a rare condition? Like, bro, do you know how many hamsters have been buried? But it was just they were hibernating?
Yeah, but we're not hamsters.
But what if we are? And what if we have this like type
condition
or like a weird condition where like your heart beats like really, really soft, but like you're still alive? Like, what if you have like a really weird, rare genetic condition and then they bury you and then all of a sudden you're like, oh my God, thank God I didn't actually die. And you're like, whoopsie, I'm 6 feet under.
I think in today's day and age, like technology and all of that, like I don't think that could happen in like 20
anything can happen beyond. You haven't learned that by now.
When was the last time we buried somebody alive?
We wouldn't know, bitch. That's the scary part. They're literally gonna just die again.
Oh man, I feel like, you know, do whatever you want with me.
And then your fucking shit is gonna get eaten by maggots and fucking larva and all that stuff.
You know how I really would like to be buried, or like how I would genuinely, but it's like illegal, you can't do that. Like, bury me, don't put me in a box, like put me in
there are services that you can be returned back to the earth where they put you like in, yeah, there are like specialty things that they put you in, like you become compost essentially.
Yeah, I would love to become compost.
I wouldn't mind the compost vibes, like I just don't want to be in a box like underground.
If it fertilizes like a tree, like how fucking slay is that? Like,
oh my God, I would so want to come back as a tree. Wait, okay, quick, I always do this when I remember to ask the people that I love. If you die, what would you come back and like to give me a sign, what would you be?
A butterfly?
But like a specific color? How am I supposed to know it to you? What would you do?
Oh. I don't know. I just feel like butterflies are very spiritual and usually they are like, you know, messages from the beyond.
Yeah, but I want to know it's you and not just like a random fucking butterfly. Like, you got to like make a plan and let me know.
What the fuck? That's me.
Not because you're going to die anytime soon. I just want to know.
I'm just saying, like, that would be very hard. Like, what would be my message?
I don't know. Like, I want to, you come by, flap one wing like this, flap one wing like that or something. Like, I want to know it's you. You know how you open your eyes really wide all the time? And what if the butterfly comes up to me and it's like this? Like, I'll know it's you. You know?
True.
We got to plan something.
You never know. We do, but hopefully.
Not anytime soon, because you're totally going to live for soon. A really long time. So anyway.
Yeah. Like, you can take me after like 85.
No, yeah, definitely. After 85, everything is creaky deaky and, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, your grandma's still slaying. Grandma.
I mean, she did say, I don't want to spoil it, but her quote.
Yeah, she doesn't like being old. Bro, my grandma, towards the end of her life, she fucking hated it. She was just like, this sucks. Like, genuinely, I'm like,
take
damn.
Me, please.
Yeah. And then I would tell her, I'm like, no, Abuela, like, you have so many years ahead of you. She's like, hopefully not. Like, literally, she did not. She was out of
hopefully
this
not.
Yeah, she did not want to be here.
Bro, guys, did you know if you fucking are in Miami, okay, and you have a Sergio's nearby? I love Sergio's.
I was about to say, what is that?
Okay, this has been sitting there for a while because I was supposed to like film earlier.
Right.
Before my memory.
You
card
always
got
have
lost,
an so excuse for why it. Your drinks look disgusting, but go on.
So I just shoved it in the fridge. Okay, but before, like when I originally ordered this, this was delicious. This is from Sergio's and it is their Abuela Maria cold foam.
Ooh,
like their Maria cookie cold foam.
Yum.
They have like new specialty drinks now at Sergio's. Like they have a pistachio cold foam. Like they have a bunch of stuff.
And it's delicious?
Delicious. I want to try their Captain Crunch one. They have a Captain Crunch one.
Oh, I thought you said Kathleen Crunch. I was like, did you collab with Sergio's? I'm going to try that when I go. What a sleigh. Okay, shall we do Que Dice Mi Gente?
Yes, let's get into Que Dice Mi Gente for a second time. Because we already did this.
We got to stop reminding them of that. It's like breaking the fourth wall.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, we need to stop doing that. I did remind you guys before, but I'm going to re-say it, okay? Because I want us to really test this. My Bose headphones, guys.
She's like, this message must be repeated so that everybody can hear it.
I bought these headphones months and months and months ago. Okay, months and months and months ago. And I've only charged it the one time that I bought it. The case. I know, like I only charged the case that one time I bought it. Months ago, and every single time I put this in my ear, guys, the headphones, it says battery 100%. Like, I think that I have magic headphones that never die and will never die. I've never charged them and they're always full battery.
You don't think that's crazy? You know, I did zone out because I've already heard this, but yes, I do think it's crazy. What I had responded the first time was that I said Nassim has the same headphones and he uses them every night and like throughout the day and stuff, and he only has to charge them like once every 3 weeks. So if you only use it for filming and stuff, it's not that crazy. But in general,
I use it for filming, I use it for flying, like I use it for certain things. It would 100% at least be like at 98%.
So like, what's your theory then? What's your theory? It's never going to run out of battery?
Yeah, like I think there's a glitch in my headphone.
That's kind of slay. Well, I guess we'll just have to check in every month. Don't charge it, though. You're not allowed to charge it. You have to let us know when it dies.
I swear on Porter, 10 toes down, I would never charge it
Perfect.
Again. Unless it like actually dies and then I have to. But I'll let you know. I'll update you guys. So far, my magic headphones have been at 100% every time. But anyway, should we talk about Que Dice Mi Gente?
Yes, we shall. Okay, so we had mentioned in our last episode how there was somebody that suggested that you guys should be called the Roxies. And then it was like a comment that said petition to be called the Roxies, and literally all of the comments are like counter petition to not be called the Roxies. I'm like, oh my god, the bullying.
I know, there were so many good ones though. I mean, it was so funny. They were like, people were like, let's be called the George Limas, ha 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 ha, hilarious. There was a few that were like, what about the complainers? That one was my favorite, but Jesse was like, yeah, but then it looks like we're kind of like dissing our audience.
No, yeah, sense, which literally, and I told her specifically, I'm like, for the community posts and stuff, like when we're announcing that we're gonna be late like every fucking week, imagine we started with like hi complainers, like no episode up this week. Like, it's just like weird. Or even like we're doing a sponsorship, it's like, let them know the complainers sent you. It's like, you know,
yeah
I don't like it. I do like the idea of like mommies or something, but then that's kind of like stealing Alaman mommies. But like, what about, what is another one, chicas? Somebody said like chicas or something, but it's not just girls watching, you know what I mean? Like mostly, yeah.
Well, someone else said, what about mi gente, just refer to us as mi gente, like hey mi gente, you know, like what's up mi gente.
I do like that. I just don't know how I feel about it being an official name, you know what I mean? Like I think, yeah, that we call it that too. But like, I don't know, maybe we don't have to have a name. Like, come on.
We don't need a label.
We don't. We're still beyond that.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Before we continue, we really quickly want to thank our sponsor, Warby Parker.
Honestly, why did buying glasses before feel so complicated and also overpriced? I'm just trying to buy glasses and not feel like I need like a freaking spreadsheet or something where everything is so complicated. Warby Parker makes it so easy to buy your glasses, especially with that feature where you can try on your frames.
Yeah, they have a virtual try-on feature, and it's amazing because so many times I would find myself looking at the pictures of the lenses and trying to picture them on my face and being like, is that going to be too big, too small? Because I like them just like in between. But with their virtual try-on feature, it really looks like it's gonna look on your face. And honestly, I mean, look at my virtual try-on. What a slay, am I right? The quality of Warby Parker is also so amazing. I have been buying my glasses online for years, and when I tell you that I see a very, very obvious difference between the frames that I used to get and Warby Parker, I mean it. I used to have to replace my other ones honestly every like 5 months because they were so flimsy and they would start getting crooked and weird. And my Warby Parker ones are just as good as the day I got them. I wear them every single day, all day. They're amazing. And I use the Esme style, for anybody wondering.
Yeah, and their prescription glasses start at $95, so you can actually get quality and stylish frames at an affordable price.
Yeah, and they don't just offer incredible prescription glasses. They have everything you need for happier eyes. That includes contacts, eye exams, and sunglasses.
And you guys know every time we talk about Warby Parker, this is truly my favorite part of the brand and why I will stand them forever. Warby Parker has distributed over 20 million pairs of glasses to people in need through their Buy a Pair, Give a Pair program.
And it is the perfect time to upgrade your glasses for spring. You could buy one prescription pair and get 20% off any additional prescription pairs at warbyparker.com/jkpod.
That's 20% off additional prescription pairs when you go to warbyparker.com/jkpod.
And thank you so much to Warby Parker for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast.
Katie Jimenez says, honestly, the fact that Janine isn't freaking out about the whole hantavirus situation did give me a lot of peace. I screenshot this and I sent it to Janine, and Janine's like, wow, that makes me so happy that I can bring peace to you.
Yeah. It's like when you're on an airplane and the flight attendants aren't freaking out, so you don't freak out. You know what I mean? Like, if Janine isn't freaking out, I'm totally fine. And I think it's like already, right? Like, nobody's got that.
Yeah, I think it is. I think now, like, the big scare is Ebola.
I did see that. I'm like, okay, fun. Love that.
But Janine is also not super freaked out about Ebola yet.
Didn't everybody get that from Chipotle like 20 times?
Yeah, she's like, we've been through this before. It's not going to cause a pandemic, Kathleen. Like, relax.
Oh my God. Like, okay. Thank you, Janine. Dan Jamel? Oh, fuck. I don't know how to read that. It says, Jesse, pass that man's info over to me. I got some big ass feet for him to pay for. I could hook it up. I really could. I did block him, but I could suggest, you know. I could send your info.
I fear if you wouldn't have blocked him, Nassim would have a heart attack.
Bro, I mentioned this on Patreon. Nassim found out. I didn't know he watches the JK podcast.
Yeah, she didn't know her husband support. Honestly, it kind of shocked me as well that Nassim watches the podcast.
Yeah.
I thought that he would give us a little view to be like a supportive husband.
Like a pity view. He doesn't even give Do We Know Them that. He used to give me pity views on Do We Know Them, but he doesn't care about drama at all. So I'm like, oh, this episode we did. He's like, yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't even see the thumbnails. I don't know
anything. He sat through an entire James Charles drama episode to get to the damn giantess foot modeling.
Yeah, and then he texted me, giantess foot model? What the fuck? I had forgotten to tell him. Like, I literally just, like, it slipped my mind. Like, it just never came up is what I was trying to tell him. I'm like, with Abby and stuff, like, it came up because we were talking about fetishes. And so we don't talk about fetishes necessarily, like, with Nasi. So it just never came up. And then he was like, give me his Facebook. I need to tell him. So I'm like, no.
I love how you were like, I'm only telling people on Patreon, and here you are.
I know. I have such a big fucking mouth. That's my problem. I have such a big mouth. I have such a hard time keeping secrets because secrets are so fun to tell. The more that I shouldn't say something, the more fun it is to say it. I do have oppositional defiance disorder.
My favorite kind of secrets to tell are like secrets that are not like when I told everybody at my party that Stephanie was pregnant. Do you remember?
How could I forget, Kathleen? You told me like 20 times. Stephanie was pregnant, hadn't told anybody. Kathleen got obliterated drunk. We were on a boat that she rented out. First of all, that was such a magical night. I don't think we've ever talked about that. I loved that fucking night.
That night was amazing.
That was like, oh my God, like a movie. You know how they say like last night was a movie? That was like a movie. I loved it.
Yeah.
I was pregnant, so that sucked because I couldn't drink, but it was so fun.
Regardless. I know, but you were like so pregnant.
No, yeah, I was. But Stephanie was like not like pregnant yet. So nobody knew. And bro, Kathleen went around the entire boat.
Okay. Originally, I just wanted to tell you because you were also pregnant. And I was like, guess what? Somebody's also pregnant. And then I just kind of told everybody.
No, yeah, kind of. You did.
I just love giving good news like that.
No, I know. But that is her news to share. But it is so hard. No, if I know good news, bro, it itches. Literally, like, I feel my chest being, like, ripped apart. Like, go tell everybody! And my mom is, like, the opposite. Like, any successes I have and stuff, she's like, don't tell anybody because blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, no.
I
must shout this from the rooftops. Like, I must. The thing is that, like, I don't really have people in my life anymore that are, like, weird vibes at, like, my successes or good things happening in my life. You know what I mean?
Of course, yeah. I confessed to Stephanie after I told everybody that I told everybody.
It was going to get to her eventually because you literally told everybody. But wow, what a fun freaking night. And then it wasn't like your fireworks, but remember we came across like fireworks?
Oh my God, that was so... Okay, so random, by the way, if you guys have no idea what we're talking about, I threw a kale polish party. This wasn't even like Lights Lager. This was kale polish. We were launching our summer collection and I threw like a party boat in Miami. Like we just all got together. It was like my friends and family. It wasn't like an influencer event or anything. Truly just like my friends and family celebrating that we launched summer. They threw fireworks in the middle of like the, was it Bay Harbor?
Yeah, something like that. We had the perfect view in the ocean. I was like, holy shit, what a freaking magical night.
It really was. My friend America almost got jumped that night on the boat, but wow, it was really good.
Your friend America was there? So I've met America?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I have the worst memory ever. Well, no, I don't. I have the second worst memory ever. Jules commented, Jesse, I was all good with the feet content and occasional foot emoji messages, but calling me a giant crosses the line. That's the hard part is like, I was totally, and I can usually deal with people who are like a little weird and stuff just for the plot, you know what I mean? Like I'm just like
right,
find it interesting. Like it's almost like a funny, like I don't know, a haha thing to laugh at, but I get what you're saying. That is kind of bizarre that I didn't block him sooner.
I know. You were like, you know what? Let's see where this can go for content. But speaking of giantess, I don't know if you guys have seen Euphoria. Somebody commented, the giant model conversation reminded me of the new Euphoria episode where Sydney Sweeney plays a 50-foot woman. Like Jesse,
I'm only 5'10. I'm so sick of this shit. I'm really not even that big.
No, you're just a little tall.
I'm a little tall. I'm not even 6 feet. I'm a couple inches off.
Oh my God. The new Euphoria episode where Sydney Sweeney plays like a giant woman for OnlyFans and she's like busting through the window with her big giant tits and it's like in a mini house. It's so weird.
Yeah, that sounds like such a fun show. I've never watched it.
It is a good show. And she plays that character so well because she's not acting, I think.
That's what people keep saying on TikTok.
No, like she's so good at casting. Like she's really good.
Interesting. Like, really
good. But mainly a lot of comments about the James Charles thing. Jesse was a little offended that there weren't more giantess comments.
Yeah, I did feel a little left out, but it's okay. Don't worry about it, guys.
It's because James Charles really took over.
Oh yeah, another thing that I talked about because I wrote down bullet points of what we talked about that we lost forever was when, do you remember when I mentioned in an episode that I had a best friend that I used to do Hannah Montana watch parties with? And then I was like, I don't remember her name. And they're like, wow, so like some best friend that was. And I was like, no, it's Marianne. Anyway, Marianne DM'd me and I had forgotten to talk about this. And I forget sometimes and it does jar me. Like can you say that? Jar me? Or like, is it just jarring? Yeah, never mind.
I've never heard of it does jar me, but I also never heard of ravages. I'm not sure.
But anyway, it's always interesting to me. The people that watch this podcast, and hello, by the way, to all the new people who have started watching this podcast because they came through the James Charles episode.
Oh my God,
episode.
I know.
I think one of them that commented was like Jen Loves Reviews.
I commented back. I was like, oh my God, hey.
Yeah, she was like, I did not know this podcast was a thing. Like, what a slay. And hello, welcome. If you're new here, you have to watch the older videos. Nothing will make sense ever. So God bless. Thank you.
No, yeah, nothing.
But anyway, Marianne messaged me and I was like, what are the fucking odds? Like, I forget that people in my high school could just like be watching my podcast. Like, that's very interesting to me. But she says, just listen to your podcast on Hannah Montana and cackled, long live Hannah Montana Wednesday watch parties. To which I responded, Marianne, forgive me, my queen, my brain is so fried. Because I literally felt bad. I'm like, not her watching me literally just forget that she existed. But I didn't.
What did she respond?
She actually didn't respond. She like cried laughing to that. But then she didn't like respond to that specific point. So I don't know if she's just like, wow, this bitch is so dumb. But she responded saying, I was talking about you to my sister a couple days ago, but to this day, we still make the quote, the Jessica sandwich, which when she said this, I was like, the Jessica sandwich, like, I really don't remember what that was. And then she elaborates, melted shredded cheese on bread in the microwave and still slaps as a struggle lunch. And I said, did I ever make that? That sounds fucking disgusting.
I mean, that sounds like a, you know, like a typical high school grilled cheese.
I think that maybe I just like didn't really like want to like make a mess in her kitchen or something and use the microwave. Like, why can't I just toast the bread? What? I don't know. I don't get it. Melted shredded cheese on like soggy Wonder Bread or something. Disgusting.
Actually, in the microwave, that slaps.
Apparently it does. And they call it the Jessica sandwich, which reminds me that at one point in my life, I'm not gonna lie, I forgot, I would
put it in a George Foreman grill.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Why are we doing soggy bread? You know, what was I thinking? And by the time the cheese melts, the bread is like literally like, you know.
We should try the Jessica sandwich on Patreon or something.
Oh my god, that's funny. Actually, we should. It's probably just gonna taste like soggy bread and cheese.
Oh my god, the next Patreon episode, we're gonna try the Jessica sandwich while I read smut to you.
Oh yeah, hopefully. If you gather it in time.
Oh, just watch.
And then the other thing that we talked about was how I'm going to Miami and how Abby really wants to go to the sex cult, so we're gonna go to the sex cult.
Oh, we have so many plans. When you come to Miami, we have so many plans. We are gonna be filming in person together soon, and doing a little vloggy vlogs and stuff like that for Patreon and stuff.
Yeah,
I mean, we're gonna film in person for our regular channel, but
yeah. And I was telling her how I want to go to Sunny Steakhouse, and Kathleen pretends that it's like the most like high end. She's like, you'll never get in. Like, that's how you say it, like, every time.
No, I said you need a reservation to Sunny's. Sunny's is not a place that you can just walk in. They don't do walk-ins.
Okay,
you need a reservation. But if we do get there like 15 minutes before they open, we can sit at the bar and order the
food. Totally gonna do that. But anyway, all of that we're to say that. Later on, she mentioned somebody by the name of Juan Carlos, and that won't make any sense to you because our entire Sunny's rant got lost in the footage.
First of all, his name is Giancarlo.
Oh, Giancarlo?
Not Juan Carlo. It's Giancarlo.
Okay, wow, what a mistake I made. I'm sorry. And Kathleen was basically telling me how she has a friend, the one that's a neurosurgeon, who honestly I thought was fake, but apparently not. Because
yeah, no one can believe that, like, I have a neurosurgeon friend. Why? Because I'm dumb.
Yeah, like, what do you guys talk about?
Oh my god, we talk about perfume drama. It's actually a lot of fun.
Oh, for real? You know what? They're just like us, you know?
No, they really are. Okay, so my friend Giancarlo, he is the half-owned, like, co-founder of House of Beau, the perfume brand that I did like the photo shoot for them for Ave Maria and stuff. And we've become really good friends, and we just talk about like, we talk about life too. Like, we don't sit there and talk about like his brain surgery, but like we talk about life and perfume.
Okay, it's yeah, so exactly.
Fun. He was like, hey, I can't, the only reservation we can get is at 9:30, and that was pretty late. And he was like, but I can't get out of work until 8, so I can't meet you at Sunny's until 8:30. And I said, Giancarlo's is just simply not going to work because
in order to show up, you'll never get in. Like, that's coming with not gonna Sunny's work. All the time.
If you don't have a reservation, you can't just show up at 8:30. You'll never sit at the bar. You'll be waiting for the bar for a million years. You have to show up 15 minutes before it opens in order to sit at the bar quickly. So I told him, forget about it. Like, we're not going to be able to show up an hour before our reservation. And he was like, don't worry, just... I got it. And when we got there, I guess because he was wearing his like neurosurgeon shirt that said like his name, neuroscience, blah, blah, blah. He was like, hi, we have a reservation in an hour, but we're here early and I've just had a very stressful day, like really crazy. And then they just sat us down immediately.
Wow. And why do you think it's because of the neurosurgeon thing and not just because they had a space?
No, they never have space
there. Bro, you are so annoying with that.
They never have space there.
Well, I'm so excited because we will be trying that, and I will be doing an in-depth. I feel like I'm going to take notes, and I'm going to be the food critic of Sunny's.
I cannot wait because, okay, by the way, if you guys didn't notice, Sunny's is like my favorite restaurant in Miami ever. It's like the best. It's called Sunny's Steakhouse, and it's the best food you'll have in Miami, hands down. And I'm going to take you, and you're going to freaking love it, and it's going to be so much fun, and I'm so excited.
Wow, so fun.
Guys, we're back. And even though you guys are watching this in the future, let's help talk Jesse off the ledge right now in the past.
Too late.
Uh-oh.
I fear I won't be here for much longer. Guys, what the fuck? I feel like this is, and I don't even want to be dramatic, I feel like this is the fucking foot fetish guy's fault.
Because you hit it with your foot?
Yeah. Ugh, I'm so mad. Okay, so I have this little like surge protector tower that is connected to, I would say, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12 things. Okay, and one of those things is my camera. My camera has this like battery pack that is constant. So I don't have to change them out. It's like just plugged into power and it's always on. Mm-hmm. And there's a little switch there that turns off the whole tower. And I fear my big toe, when I was talking and bitching to you about Sunny's, literally ran into it and turned off my entire tower. That includes my camera. So it literally just...
Yeah, but doesn't that just turn it off? And
that's what I thought. So then now when I look on my computer, I see the broken file. So that's, I wouldn't even say a good sign. It's like a decent starting point where it's like there is a broken file there that was not recorded.
Yeah, because you were like, worried that you were going to go plug it in and there was not going to be any file at all.
Yeah, but it's like a useless file and it shows a 0 bytes, which means like no memory on it. So like that's not a great time. Anyway, I'm going to do my best and try to recover it. We don't have time to refilm everything because my schedule today is so bad. I just want to cry. I want to cry. I have too many things to do.
I know. Not to laugh at you. God bless. Oh my God.
Yeah, exactly. Like I'm in pain right now. No, actually, I think I'm having, it's like a Zoloft anxiety attack.
No, Jessie
attack.
Was
like, it's
freaking like, out, guys. Cause so this is, she has a lot going on right now. We have to put, upload the bonus episode on Patreon, which as you guys know, like Jessie does everything for this podcast. I don't do jack shit here.
And normally my brother helps me with the regular episodes. Normally. Now there's sometimes that he doesn't even do that because if the Do We Know Them schedule is too much and he's dealing with that, then I have to fully edit the episode. So like last episode I edited by myself, things like that. And the bonus episodes I do by myself as well, and I that's fine. I don't mind. This is just I have a tight schedule, and then I also have to get the. You guys don't care. But it's just a lot of shit. I mean,
they do care, bro. Jessie's constantly working, and she has literally like you have to upload for Patreon, and then she has to edit for Do We Know Them, and then she has this podcast, and it's like a lot going on. So we couldn't like refilm the whole beginning part, but then. Yeah, it's just a lot, and I am so sorry.
I'm such a fucking idiot. I hit it with my big toe.
No, you're not. Why?
Bro.
Because you hit your thing. I can't happen to anyone.
No, it happened to me, though, and it shouldn't have. No. I know better. Like, what the fuck? I'm so pissed. Anyway, we are going to continue with the episode as if we found the first half, and if we didn't, then you may never see this episode because it may never have gone up. Anyway.
No, come on. We'll refilm. You guys are either seeing us in this outfit for the first time, or you know what? You got
one
it.
Way
you
or another, back, we really tried our best to get this episode up. Rest assured.
Oh yeah, rest assured. Anyway, I just had a huge, I mean, while you were freaking out, God bless. Wow, I'm such a bitch. While you were freaking out, I just had the best pan con tortilla ever. Sorry.
I've never had that pan con tortilla. Like just egg, like an egg tortilla, bread. Hold on.
You're a Cuban woman and you have never had a pan con tortilla, like a pan cubano with mayonnaise and onions?
No.
What?
Yeah.
That's like our breakfast. That, a pan con tortilla, and then a cafe con leche. Like, are you Cuban or what?
I mean, I'm going to look up a picture because I'm pretty sure I am correct and I've never had one. I mean, my mom makes tortilla all the time and I eat tortilla with rice, but not
bro,
in a sandwich.
There's no way you've never had a pan con tortilla. There's no way. Have you ever had a
bro, just like a fucking egg sandwich?
Yeah, pan con tortilla. That's what I just said. Pan con tortilla.
Yeah, like a breakfast sandwich on Cuban bread. Yeah, I've had that.
Yeah, I literally, what?
I'm having a panic attack, okay?
I know, but you act like I said, you've never had a chumualagaduan. And then you looked up a chumualagaduan and you're like, oh
my God,
it's a fucking egg sandwich.
I literally thought I was just having a stroke. What the fuck? Okay, we have to move on. I can't handle this, guys.
I'm just going to be such a mess for the rest of this episode. I know you're really stressed out right now, and I don't know how to react to people's. Distress.
Yeah, I know.
I also had an out of office gummy.
Mm-hmm. What?
I did. I had an out of office gummy when your toe hit the thing, and I said, "Oh my God!" I freaked out too, and then I had a gummy to calm me down. And
okay, that's not helpful to me
at all either because I have to film like after this. So like,
yeah,
me too.
That's the thing. I have to film.
Oh my God, that's
later.
Another thing. You do have to film. Oh my God, Jessie.
Guys. I'm not going to say it because we're trying to work on not saying that we're going to kill ourselves. So anyway, so hey guys, we are here to do Hispanic sayings and traditions. Woo! Let's go.
I just know you're going to send me a text later and you're going to be like, wow, I fucking recovered that shit. And we're going to be like,
do you think so?
And we're going to dance. Oh no, like I, you know, I don't have a doubt in my mind that you're going to
Oh my God.
It.
Wow. That's beautiful. Thank you.
Yeah. You're going to great. It's going to slay. Guys, speaking of, you know, pan con tortilla, we got a nice smooth segue into... Let's talk about Hispanic stuff.
Yeah, let's do that. Okay, so here's how we're going to do this, okay? We're going to have two little sections. One's going to be talking about Hispanic sayings. I feel like people who grew up in Miami or you're Cuban, you're going to know a lot of these and, you know, it could feel like,
You know? Or even if you're not Cuban, you know, like a lot of Hispanics, like they say the same stuff.
No, I fear not. No, I feel like Cuban sayings are very particular.
I mean, Cubans have a lot of sayings for like literally everything, but I feel like, you know.
No, I don't think you would know this, but it's a good way for all of us to get to know like our culture, like what we grew up with in Miami, all of that fun stuff. But normally, whenever we say something in Spanish on this podcast, I will put like a little translation, but this is not going to be that. Okay, so here's how it's going to work. We're going to say the sayings and then we're going to explain what they mean in English, because they don't really have direct English translations.
They don't. And then when you say it in English and you try to explain it, it just doesn't hit. Sounds so fucking stupid.
Yeah. But I feel like that's like a lot of languages have things like that where it's like, yeah, I could translate it for you, but it's going to sound fucking dumb.
But the thing is, for example, like the saying like, por gusto se hicieron los colores. That's a universal Hispanic saying.
Okay. You've said that one before and I had never heard it before you said it.
Really?
Yeah. And you're going to tell really quickly also that my family, bro, I was just talking about this the other day with Leslie when she was here. I was like, bro, my grandma is really, if you get down to the core of it, the reason why I am the way that I am. Like, if you've ever wondered, like, I'm very, like, vulgar or just in general, like, my character, it all started with my grandma. My grandma would have been a super slay YouTuber back in the day.
Oh my God, I bet.
For sure. She loved fart humor, poop humor. She cursed all the time. You know, like she was just like very, very like not ladylike.
Bro, do you know who Jamie French is?
No, but I've heard that name before.
What? You absolutely know who Jamie French is.
Okay, so why'd you ask me?
Oh, like confirming.
Literally, why would you say
fart humor? When you said fart humor, she like reviewed, she used to do makeup back in the day. I used to watch her back in the day. And all of a sudden I've been watching. I feel like I just had a deja vu. Did I say this already on the podcast?
No, you didn't. I don't think. Don't worry. This isn't like in our Patreon episode when you said the exact stories you've said on this show, thinking you were hitting us hard with some new information. I go, but you've already said this.
They don't know about that. They don't know about that. And let's not bring these guys into the Patreon drama. They don't know about that. Shut up. Okay. Anyway, bro, Jamie French, you would love her. She's so our vibe.
Do you know how I think I know this person? Because you did. You remember when you used to do those little like follow Wednesdays or whatever the fuck on your channel?
No.
What? Whoa, that's concerning. It was follow Fridays. Follow Fridays you would do.
Oh my God. Sorry, I just had like a, okay, I did have an out of office gummy and I'm aware of that. So I'm acting a little weird and loopy, but like I answered your question. I said no, and I didn't register what you asked me.
Oh, so,
but
okay.
It did now.
Yeah. I think you put her on that a few times and that's how I
remember. On my beauty channel, I used to like shout out like fellow, yeah.
Isn't it funny how when people get podcasts, they just stop posting on their channels?
Don't fucking say that. I'm going to start so posting so hard. And like, get ready. Joey, I know you're editing this. By the way, Jody. Who's Jody?
My mom's friend's name is Jody.
My dad's ex-wife's name is Jody.
Damn, who else do we know his name is Jody? This podcast slays so hard. Come on.
That's why whenever Jesse gets like flustered, like, we don't have a topic. We don't have an episode for tomorrow. I'm like, Jesse, do we ever?
What are you talking about? We were talking about Joey editing.
I know. I was reacting to you being like, this podcast is so slay.
No, bro. You were talking about Joey editing and you were saying, get ready, Joey.
I know. That wasn't that. But like right now, I was reacting to what you just said. But what I was saying before is, Joey, get ready, because you'll see when you edit this. It makes sense. My beauty comeback. Oh, you're not ready for my beauty YouTuber comeback.
Yeah. We're all waiting for it. Don't worry.
Just wait. Brand Safe Kathleen is coming back.
Really? Do you feel like the conviction to like start back up on your channel?
Hell yeah.
For real?
Especially once, so I'm going to be completely changing this room. I'm going to have a podcast, like this room will be dedicated to my podcast. And then I'm going to do my beauty room separately, because this whole back and forth thing where I have to take down these lights, take down the green screen, whatever, like it does drive me a little bit bananas.
Right.
And so sometimes I do leave this just like in podcast mode, in podcast setup, and then I can't get to my perfumes, I can't get to my makeup, and I'm like, I'm just being torn between two worlds and I just hate it. And so I'm going to have a completely different setup, which, by the way, I want to ask you guys, since I'm an old fart and I'm so out of the loop, right now we're filming on a Canon R6 Mark II.
Yeah.
I'm like, do I buy this same quadrillion-dollar camera again? Or is there something that I can film makeup tutorials on that maybe doesn't have to be this like high tech, you know?
No, if anything, I would think that you would want it more. Like, I feel like the high tech is something you want for your videos. You don't want to go backwards.
I want it to be True. Because, for example, I can't film makeup tutorials on my Osmo Pocket 3, even though it's 4K.
No.
The fucking coloring sucks ass.
Okay. Well, I've told you a million times you have it on manual. That's why.
Okay. I try to not put it on manual. It's not working.
And they also have, like, color grading presets to, like, restore the color back in it.
Oh, my God. You just said something in a whole other language.
Oh, my God. No. I don't know how you've made it in this industry. Actually, I do. Can we tell the people the secret that we never told anybody?
Pure charm, I suppose, how I've made it this far.
Oh, my God. You're not listening to me at all.
Oh, what? You asked? You asked a question, I answered. I was kidding, by the way. I don't know either. I swear to God, I don't know.
No, I said, can we tell people the secret that we have never told them?
Yeah, let's tell them.
You don't know what it is.
No fucking clue what you're talking
about. I don't know if Kathy will let me leave this in, but although I am retired now, I edited your YouTube videos for like 10 years.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. We've never
told anyone that I am the person. First of all, wait, no, let me talk.
Hold on. Not 10 years.
Kathleen. I have edited your YouTube videos since...
Don't tell me it's been 10 years.
Okay, it wasn't 10 years. It was right after... Nope, it was before then. I think it was before Noah was born.
No.
It was like right after Noah was born. So since 2017, no. I've edited your YouTube videos.
Yeah, I was going to say it's almost been 10 years for sure because you started editing my videos when I moved to this house, like the two-story house that I had. Because I remember like at the houses I've had before that or like I've always edited my videos. Yeah, you started editing and then bro, it's been 10 years almost.
No, literally. I've done like, okay, so like every thumbnail, I've uploaded all your videos. Oh, yeah. I used to be kind of like your manager, low-key. I would go through her emails and answer people, but then that kind of fell with. Yeah, like that is so crazy.
Wow,
like,
we're getting the exclusive
crazy
right
guys. I've literally crazy, like when yeah. I look at like all your YouTube videos, I'm like, damn, I did that for a long time.
You really fucking did that.
And I did it even like when I'm doing Do We Know Them. Like I stopped editing them not that long ago when Joey,
you know,
my brother,
so nice,
moved
though?
In and did it. What?
That was so nice. The thing is that like Jessie's been editing my videos for a long time because she like reached out to me. She's like, hey, like you really fucking suck. You put no editing.
I didn't
like,
say that. I needed a
so
job,
bad.
You fucking bitch.
No, I'm just kidding. But like, I really did. Like, Jessie knows how to edit. I mean, as you guys see, Jessie, like, you have a really good skill. I know suck at anything with electronics, but you have a special skill. And like, your editing is so slay. And so Jessie would do like cool little like zoom ins and like fun. I even try to do that because I edit all my like TikTok videos and my reels and shit.
No, come on. You be zooming in. Come on.
Yeah, but like you tried to teach me the science of how and when to zoom in. And I fear I don't have it. But anyway.
The thing with Kathleen is that she's also like a creature of habit and she doesn't trust anybody to like edit your shit. Like you don't want anybody to see your raw footage.
Yeah, she originally reached out to me because she was like she wanted a job to like edit, like she was editing a few people's videos, you know.
I was trying to because I didn't know that I wanted to do YouTube anymore. I was like I had just had Noah. I was like I'll edit for other people. Yeah. I'd rather be behind the scenes, like I don't care.
Exactly. And so I was like no, for sure. And then you started Do We Know Them, and Do We Know Them like really took off and like super took off to the point of like the $5 I was paying you for you to edit.
Come on, I loved it.
I'm like, I would wonder, I'm like, and I brought it up a couple times. I'm like, hey, you know, like if you ever like don't want to edit my videos anymore, like I totally understand. I mean, I am posting like once a week on YouTube now. Right, not like right. I wasn't posting that much anymore. And she was so nice. She's like, no, totally. Like, come on, I can keep editing, like knowing damn well that she does not need to edit them at all. But then eventually, like Joey started to edit them for you.
And then I would review his edits because then I became like, obviously, like I've done it for so long, I became attached to your content when I was like, no, like it can't like have, like I need to like do the final pass. Like I need to see it before it goes. But then really recently, actually, I would feel like the last, like I think literally the last video you uploaded is the only one that I haven't gone over and I didn't do the thumbnail. Like Joey did everything from start to finish.
That was 100 years ago.
Yeah.
I know, he even, like me and him were texting. He was like, what about this and how this thumbnail? I'm like, wow.
I felt very left out and I did like feel really sad about it.
No, I think it's better for you. So like we take that off your plate.
100%. But that being said, I was just kind of like, damn, I'm retiring from doing Kathleen's videos. Like it made me sad.
Before we go any further, we want to thank our next sponsor, Kickoff.
Younger Jessie in her 19, 20s, 21, you know, pretty much all my 20s actually, had way too much fun with her credit cards, okay? I've said it before, I was a teller at a bank. I got approved for my first credit card, and boy, oh boy, did I think that was free money. That meant I could go shopping, and then I never had to pay it back. But spoiler alert, you do actually have to pay that back. I don't know if you guys know that.
And yeah, with transparent, affordable plans starting at just $5 a month, with no hidden fees and zero interest, Kickoff helps you score big when it comes to your credit. And it's super simple, okay? You make your on-time one-time payments, credit bureaus see good behavior, and your credit can grow really fast.
Plus, they have a rent reporting feature that helps you build credit with the rent that you already pay anyway. And every positive on-time rent payment gets reported to help boost your credit. And I know that a big thing is people don't understand credit. I personally don't really understand credit. I don't know what makes it go up, go down. Hello, who are you? I don't know. I'm just a girl.
I know. It really is so complicated to understand. And it's like, sometimes they want you to pay off your credit card, but it's like, no, you have to leave a little bit on your credit card because then it builds credit. And it's like, it's so freaking complicated. And Kickoff honestly makes things really easy.
And there are a few packages to choose from. They have Kickoff Basic, which is $5 a month, like Kathleen mentioned. Their Premium, which is $20 a month. And then their Ultimate, which is $35 a month. And then once you make those payments, because your monthly payments are so small, your credit utilization, which is the amount of credit that you're actually using, gets healthier fast. And let me tell you, it works, okay? Users with credit under $600 grow an average of 86 points just by paying on time.
So start building your credit with Kickoff today and get your first month for as little as $1, which is 80% off the normal price, guys. All you have to do is go to getkickoff.com/JKpod.
That's Kickoff without the C, getkickoff.com/JKpod. Now you must sign up via getkickoff.com/JKpod to activate this offer. The offer applies to new Kickoff customers first month only, and this is subject to approval. Offer is subject to change. Average first year credit score impact of plus 86 points between August 2024 and August 2025 for Kickoff credit account users who started with a score below 600, who paid on time, and who had no delinquencies or collections added to their credit profile during the period. Late payments may negatively impact your score. Individual results may vary. And thank you so much to Kickoff for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast.
Yeah, you know, sometimes you just gotta move on when you get better opportunities.
And I can edit your fucking videos in my sleep, genuinely. They're the easiest
obviously
videos
it's not as high tech. No. Dude, I've watched Jessie edit this podcast and it looks like she's doing like the electronic version of like Giancarlo's brain surgery things. Like you're doing it on the computer. I'm like, what the fuck? I can't even understand what's on the editor software.
I know. My favorite is when you came up to me and I was simply photoshopping the thumbnail. Like I was cutting the background out and Kathleen went, she was like, oh my God, like what the fuck are you doing? I'm like, cutting the background out of the picture. That's it. No, I will say, like, I'll show a picture here of like a what a final edit looks like, and I could see how it's a bit confusing. Crazy. To the naked eye. I could see that.
Wow, but it's really not that crazy. I can only do iMovie.
Yeah, a lot of people do like one edit, but we have multiple videos, and then we have our background and the mouse and all the little things are each their own little thing, you know, and they have their own little lives. That's why it's so easy for something to get fucked up. Like you have to really be careful because if not one little change, it makes everything go like to shit. Anyway, don't tell me you're not recording. Yeah,
I was just making sure.
Okay, but why'd you pause like that? Like genuinely, my heart just sank.
Me too. When you said that, I said, oh my God. And I looked, but we're good. Good. No, but seriously though, like insane. And get ready for my beauty comeback, Joey. You're gonna be editing full time, Baba.
But yeah, you guys now know the secret. I was Kathleen's editor. She pretended she edited them for a long time. God bless.
Yeah. I mean, I edited my own videos for the first 5 years.
Yeah.
Man, that's a long time.
No, yeah, it is.
Come on.
There was no shame.
But you can see the significant difference of like when I did my thumbnails and editing my videos, the jump was astronomical.
I'm not even that good at thumbnails, but come on, we made it work. We did a very slick job over there.
Okay, when you compare to what I can do to a thumbnail, mama, you are Natalia. Like, honestly.
No, yeah, but anyway, fun fact of the day. Also, second fun fact of the day, I got my pool table, guys.
Oh, wait. Also, surprise, she doesn't love me and watch my content and buys all my recommendations. She edits my videos, so she's like, I'll buy that.
See, we would like talk about like, oh my God, yeah, I buy everything that you talk about. And it is true, but it was because when I was editing it, I would see her talking about shit. And so before it would get posted, because I was scared that you would sell it out because you're so, you know, so like good at selling things.
Yeah, because I'm so Michaela and Gilbert.
Yeah. I mean, that's so at a certain point you were like when wasn't it the Jungle Lights palette from Flower Beauty or something? Like, bro, you sold out something.
Yeah.
That I was just like, Jesus Christ. So I would always,
I'm not gonna lie, beat everybody to it. I have sold out a couple things in my time.
Heck yeah, you have. For sure.
A couple. Remember the RCMA no color powder, which I still ride hard for.
Yeah.
I still ride hard for that. Their grandmother was like pouring the powders and they like were all flustered with all the orders because they're like a small business.
I'm fucking not abuelita in the living room pouring all the powders.
Literally. And the Essence Pure Nude Highlighter. Do you remember that?
Love that one.
Like, I bought $2 that highlighter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. So if you would suggest something, I would beat everybody to it, and before I would upload it, I would buy it. Then I would upload it and release the floodgates.
That doesn't happen anymore. Come on, I'm
well, you don't post anymore, God bless.
No, but even you know, my ColourPop days are over, queen.
No, they're not.
Back in my day.
You're slaying super hard.
No, I'm my resurgence. You have no idea. It's coming.
The comeback is happening. Now, in every video, do you say, guys, I mean it this time. I'm actually going to start posting again. Yeah, you do.
Yeah, but you know how I've always said that like for the last 10 years?
Yeah.
This time.
You mean it.
This time? Oh, yeah. I'm in my Hillary Duff era.
I love that.
As soon as I break free of these, like I separate the two worlds. Oh, it's coming, mama.
Wait, now I'm like trying to remember before when my big toe, you know, cut off the power. Had we already talked about my pool table?
Yeah, we did.
Oh, bro, see, the cut ruined everything. Now I don't remember anything we spoke about.
Yeah, we were talking about the pool table and how amazing, and we're gonna throw parties in there. And it's gonna create so many memories.
Oh my God, wait, we didn't cut it when we were talking about Sunnies. We were talking about the Hispanic sayings and how we were gonna do things. And then my big toe cut.
Yeah.
Oh my God, we were like so close to the end, and now look at us, we got way off track. Okay, back on track.
What the hell did I say we were talking about Sunnies?
I said that. I had no recollection of what we were talking about.
Oh, you were like having that conversation up here in your brain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, so we're going to do Hispanic sayings, and maybe this will help you, you know, just like understand.
Yeah. Okay.
What we grew up around.
Let me explain, guys. The reason why I wanted to do this episode, this is another one of those weird food combo episodes that I've really been wanting to do. But it triggered me the other day. Like, it triggered the idea because I was talking to Stephanie Parker Way Travel, and we were talking about somebody in her, like one of her friends, just so you understand the backstory and so you understand like this saying. One of her friends, her parents have always been like very, very fancy and like really care about what everybody thinks and like how they appear in the public eye and like blah, 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 blah. Their son recently married like some woman, like recently married some girl, whatever. This girl's parents. So like their son's... They're
not gonna lie, I'm zoning in and out. I have no idea what you're talking about. I was trying to order something on my phone. I'm like, what is she?
You're with me, guys.
What about over
Listen,
there?
Listen, their son's parent-in-laws. So basically, right. The in-laws. Their in-laws. Okay, here we go. Their in-laws are now very like cold. I mean, sure, they're rich, but they're very cold and like just not super amable and familiar and like, you know, like Hispanic-y and huggy and like whatever. They're just like very cold and rich and I don't know. Anyway, point is. Stephanie, when she was like talking about them and she's like, well, you know, because I was like, damn, your poor friend's parents, now their in-laws suck. And she said, well, it's just like what your mom always says, like that very famous saying your mom always says.
Jesus Christ, Kathleen, you are struggling over there. Holy hell.
I wrote it down. Ah, yes. She said.
Ah, yes, of course.
I feel like I wrote that wrong. Hold on. Mom, can you come here for a second?
Ma, the meatloaf.
¿Cómo es el dicho que tú dices? ¿Crían qué? ¿Que te sacarán los ojos? Ah. You said, like your mom always says, crían cuerpo que te sacarán
los ojos. Crían cuerpo que te sacarán los ojos.
Okay, cría cuerpo que te sacarán los ojos.
Okay, who's gonna take out your eyes? I don't get the first part.
No, listen, it's okay. Cuerpo is crow. Like she's saying, like, oh, it's just like your mom said, cría cuerpo que te sacarán los ojos. Like raise crows and they'll take out your eyes.
Oh, okay, that makes way more sense, man. That's
you know what I mean,
girl. You just climbed Mount Everest trying to deliver that to us.
Exactly. Thank you, mom. Thank you. Because you know, we were talking about the in-laws, and I'm like, damn, it sucks that her in-laws suck. And she's like, yeah, well, cría cuerpo y te sacarán los ojos. And I'm like, damn.
Oh, so like if you raise little shits, they're gonna fuck up your life? Wait, what?
No, like yeah, like they've always been so worried about what people thought about them and like having the fancy life and having the fancy life. Now they have in-laws that are super fancy and they suck.
Oh,
they're okay. Like the worst people ever.
That
like,
took
well,
you
there's your cuerpo.
So long to get there that it's actually insane.
I mean, that's like a tongue twister.
No.
That was so sad.
That was the least so crazy C-shows. Part. Like just the preface of it took 30 minutes. Then your mom saying it. I mean, it took you at least 10 there. I don't know. I felt like forever.
I feel like you needed a preface.
No, that was
because
great.
When me and Stephanie were talking about them. And
no, don't start saying the story again. Please. Anything but the story again.
I'm just saying it.
Let's just move on. Please.
Bro, there's going to be people commenting like, wow, that's fucking some philosophy shit right there.
Yeah, I think they're really going to love that. And especially all the effort put into delivering that information. Okay. The first saying that came to mind, like before I wrote anything down, it just came to my brain was, aguacate maduro, peo seguro. That was the first one.
Wait, I've never heard of that
Shut up. Ask your mom, bro. There's no fucking way. Ask your mom if she's heard that shit. Come on, Mama Meatloaf. Mama Meatloaf, ask her.
No, I'm not going to be calling this bitch into this fucking room ever.
She should actually be here for this one. Hello, she's our resident Cuban.
Yeah, she should.
Aguacate maduro.
Have you ever heard of aguacate maduro peo seguro?
She has a different version.
What the fuck? Telling you.
Oh my.
Yeah,
Dan, that means if you eat a shitty ass avocado, you're gonna shit.
No, it means if you eat a ripe avocado, you're gonna be farting your brains out.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah, I think about that every time I see an avocado, to be honest.
Yeah, I've never heard of that one.
All right, you got another saying for us, queen?
Yeah, if you think of uno bueno, come back in.
Oh my God, this is not a saying, but did I tell you what my grandma said the other day about viejo cucaracha y mierda?
No.
I didn't say it on the podcast.
You did not.
Bro, the other day I was like organizing at my grandmother's house and she was like sitting down watching me organize and she needed to get up to use the bathroom. So I go to help her up because it took her like, she had been sitting down for a while and she is 85. Come on, you know, so it takes her a second to get up. And after I helped her get up, she goes, es verdad lo que decía tu abuelo. I'm like, what? She goes, viejo cucaracha y mierda, es lo mismo.
What the fuck?
Bro, that shit was so...
Okay, but translate it for the people. Old people.
Shit? Yeah, old people, shit, and cockroaches are the same.
That's like, I feel like that's just a really wild statement.
That is so mean. But it's funny because she's... old as
no,
fuck.
No, she's old, so she can, that. You know, she could dog out her own people.
But bro, because it took her so long to get up and she's like, yeah, I didn't know where she was going with that. So it just took me off guard. When I'm 85, just like her, I'm going to be like, it's true, my grandma said. And I'm going to say that to nothing because I don't have grandkids. She's going to help me out in my chair. Oh, man. I don't even want to think about those things.
Yeah, don't think about that. That's super depressing. God bless. If I can, I'll help you out, Chichia. God bless. I will. I will.
Yeah, maybe Ademi will help.
Maybe Ademi. Oh, Ademi will so help you. Come on. Oh, this is the second one that actually came to mind. Los vagos trabajan doble. My grandma used to say that like all the fucking time. It means that lazy people end up working twice as hard. And it is true. And I think it in my fucking head every time I do some stupid shit because I was lazy. I'm like, God damn it.
Yeah, my mom used to tell me that all the time because I was a bugger. I was a big old bugger.
I mean, it is true though. Like you could save time in the moment, but then later on it ends up being twice as hard because like, let's say you're too lazy to pick something out of your car or whatever.
That and
then
saying it rots is so true.
Or something and then you have to clean it. Or you get mold or something. Yeah. I don't fucking know. No, that's what happened to me.
Lo hago trabajan doble.
That reminds me of the saying, which is also very true, of lo barato sale caro.
Cheap things end up being more expensive. That is true.
Because you're going to have to buy that cheap thing like over and over again. Or like you'll buy a cheap thing. This happens to me a lot. Like I'll buy a cheap thing and it doesn't work and I have to throw it and then buy the expensive one. And my mom will be like, do it. Lo barato sale
Dude,
caro.
I'm serious. It took so long for me in my adult life to come to terms with the fact that like with clothing specifically, I cannot keep buying a bunch of cheap shit. And it's sucks because like the Sheins and Fashion Novas of the world are really kind of the only way that some people can afford fashion and stuff, but like it's almost like disposable clothes. Some of the things I've found actually like have lasted me a while.
Yeah.
But for the most part, it's like, bro, I would just have to like every trip buy a new set of whatever the fuck I wanted because it would just like turn to shit in the washer.
That's the shitty part is that like, bro, everything is just so expensive in the economy. Like sometimes it's like, fuck, I have no other choice but to fucking buy.
Oh no, for sure.
Shein or like that stuff. Like that shit sucks, dude.
That's why I love Nuuly. Not sponsored, but that's why I love Nuuly so much because it's like,
Nuuly.
It's kind of expensive when you really think about it, but also... Mm-hmm. So is shopping for quality clothes.
Yeah, that's the thing is like Nuuly is great because it's what's the R word?
R word.
No, like not retainable, not recyclable.
No, it's sustainable. It's S.
Sustainable.
Take all of this out.
I said R word.
Think all of this out or I'll kill myself. If I see this in the episode, I will kill myself.
And Nuuly is great. Nuuly is great because it's sustainable.
No, bro. I can't. Like, I'm not cutting all that out. Oh, like, I can't.
People are going to think I'm so freaking dumb. They're not going to buy any polishes from me.
Oh, honey, that ship has sailed, I fear. Okay, another saying that I love is me cago en tu madre, which means literally the translation is I shit on your mom. But the funniest part is it's usually like the mom saying it. Like, my mom says that to me all the time. I'm like, bitch, you're shitting on yourself. Weirdo.
No, literally. Me cago en tu madre, yeah.
Such a good saying, though. Really hits hard.
Yeah.
But like, if you say it in English, I shit on your mother.
But that's super vulgar.
Yeah, it is.
Super vulgar.
Yeah, it is.
Oh my God. I've said this on my channel before, but whenever you have like tremendo arroz con mango, that's one that I like to use a lot.
Yeah.
I love saying arroz con mango. I don't like eating it. God, I don't like that combo. Do you? A lot of people love like mango sticky rice.
Yeah, I like a good mango sticky rice moment. I think that that's yummy. But like, why is it used for disasters or like things that are a big mess?
The thing is that I guess Cubans don't like rice with mango together.
So because it's like, to them,
they're like, ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like,
okay.
Arroz like, con
two
mango.
Things that shouldn't go together are going together and this is a big mess type of thing.
Cubans be loving rice and they do be loving mango. So I don't get it.
Another shit one. Me cago en la que canta y no pone. I feel like that. A lot of people say that too.
I feel like I've heard that.
It's basically saying like, I shit on the chicken that makes all this noise and doesn't like lay any eggs. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. I've never heard that one.
Oh my God, we're like different Cubans.
Oh my God. One that my mom says all the time, like, I'm not going to lie, like during the process of like my divorce, it was like a long divorce. My mom would always be like, ¿Hasta cuándo son los 15, Jacqueline? Have you ever heard that?
No. Who's Jacqueline?
That's just like a famous Cuban saying, like, ¿Hasta cuándo? Wait.
Oh, I literally was in my friend's quince. The only quince I ever danced in, her name was Jacqueline. I swear to God.
Really?
I swear. I mean, we called her like, Jackie.
Like, how's it going? Jacqueline. And I'm like, no, we're still in the thing. She'd be like, yeah. ¿Hasta cuándo son los quince, Jacqueline, mija? I'm like,
That's really funny.
You've never heard that one?
No. Did you translate it?
Oh, that's like, damn, when does
when are Jackie's quinceañeras gonna be over? Or when is it gonna be over? That's so random.
Yeah, like, damn, until when is Jackie's 15? Shit.
Okay, you've definitely heard this one. No coja lucha. I feel like they say
that. Oh, yeah. No coja lucha, yeah. Come on.
So stressed. Don't overcomplicate the situation. Like, no coja lucha. Like, come on. That's no big deal.
Have you ever heard the one when, like, which was said to me often because I am an airhead here and there for certain things, but like, you ever heard like, esta tama perdida que la jaman cuba?
No. Oh, that's sad.
You've never heard like, tu tama perdida que la jaman cuba?
No, I guess I'm not, you know, facing those issues that you are. Nobody's ever told me that, queen.
That basically translates to, this girl's more lost or like, you know, like more not here than the food in Cuba.
That's fucked up. But also, I sent you one of my newest favorite insults that I saw in the comments of a TikTok that said, shake your head and let me know if you hear rocks.
I was going to respond to you and be like, are you saving that insult for me?
No, of course not. I just think like if I'm covering somebody on Do We Know Them or something and I'm like, listen, motherfucker, shake your head and let me know if you hear rocks. You know, I got to work on my delivery, of course. I've never done this before.
No, of course. You know what? Sayings, though, like Hispanic sayings are very different depending on your culture. Because I know like Anaí, she works with us at Light Slacker. She's Mexican and she has like different sayings.
Yes, than we do. No, and these are very specific sayings. I'm telling you, they're not world renowned.
Like William, my boyfriend when I was 15, he's from Nicaragua, and like when we broke up, he like screamed me vale verga at me, and I had no idea what the fuck he was talking about. And then when I asked my friend, I'm like, what the fuck is me vale verga? They were like, oh my God, verga's like dick. He basically pretty much told you that, like, you can go suck a dick, basically.
Damn, you really twirling those front hairs.
And I'm like, damn, he basically said I was worth dick. You know, like, fuck,
damn,
me,
that is fucked
dick.
Up. Okay, let's move on to superstitions. Okay, Cuban people have a lot of superstitions. And I know that in other, you know, Hispanic households and stuff, they will have similar ones, but it'll mean like a different thing. Like, for instance, like I know one of the main ones is, I think I've told you before, but then you told me it was something different. For me, I always heard that if you like get your broom, like if a broom bristle touches your foot while they're brooming, you're not going to get married.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Wait, I was telling somebody else that and they were like, no, it's not that you're not going to get married. I think it was Ceci, actually. She said it means something else for them.
No. Like, if I'm at your house and like you're like brooming the floor and you're sweeping, if she like sweeps my feet, that's it. I'm done for.
Yeah, but then I'm like, what if they sweep my feet? I'm already married.
That's okay. Once you're already married, you're fine.
Interesting. Okay.
Also, another thing with the broom is like when you move out of your house, I don't know if this is like universally Hispanic or I don't know, maybe white people do this as well, but when you buy, like, for example, when you moved into your new house, Jesse, did you buy a new broom or did you bring
a
broom?
No, when you told me that on voice notes, I'm like, I've never bought a new broom for my house. Actually, no. I bought it right before I moved and then I brought it over.
I mean, that technically counts.
I used it in my old house, like, for sure.
No. That technically counts. Come on. Okay. Because, like, when you move into a new place, you can't take the old things you've swept from your previous home.
Damn. So Cuban people are just throwing out brooms, like, perfectly good brooms. Yeah.
Well, I mean, how often are you fucking moving?
I mean, some people move every year.
Well, you probably like from all that brooming every year, you need a new broom.
I guess.
Another huge one, is this also universal Hispanic? I'm not sure, but like you really cannot put your purse on the floor. And that has like traumatized me to no end. Like I would never put my purse on the floor.
I have definitely put my purse on the floor, but I do like when I realize it, I will usually pick it up. Or like my instinct is to not put it on the floor, but I have put it on the floor before.
Because as all of you Hispanics know, if you put your purse on the floor, you lose all your money.
Yeah. Literally.
So like, if you get to a restaurant, like I'll see white people. Like when they get like at events and they were sitting at dinner and they go and they put their personal phone, I'm like, ay Dios mío, se le está dando todo el dinero, Dios mío. And I do freak out a little bit. Like you, that's what they say. And like, I believe them.
Yeah. I really don't believe any of them. God bless.
I do.
I really don't. I don't have any more superstitions. Do you?
What? You didn't say any.
I did. I said, come on. I said all of the ones that I just said. I mean, I know there's like a superstition that like if your hand is itching, like somebody's talking about you, or like if your ear is ringing, somebody's
that's
talking about you.
That's also not Hispanic.
Oh,
that's not Hispanic.
Exactly. Wow, we suck at this.
Yeah, we sure do.
Well, anyway, guys, that's pretty much all we've got.
Yeah. Okay?
Listen, we've been through a tumultuous episode between the footage that hopefully I got to recover to Kathleen taking 12 years to tell me the first saying. I mean, truly.
Oh
like,
my God, you're so mean. Lights, camera, smiles.
Yeah, let's do it.
Freaking bitch. Bro, my lights, camera, smiles. I have been waiting like 3 days to show this to you.
Oh my God, you were saving it in the vault.
I was saving it. But here's the other thing. Okay, guys, these out of office gummies, okay, they were our sponsor. And it is my duty to try out the things that our sponsors sent us. And
girl, like, you've done a little bit more than just try it out. Let's be honest.
Okay, but like I eat these out of office gummies sometimes. And the other night I had one while I was like in bed looking through TikTok videos. And oh my God, I sent it to Stephanie and Stephanie was like, you're high, aren't you? Because she didn't laugh the way that I laughed. But holy fuck. This is literally the so funny. I lost it. I want to know like if you laugh at it like I did.
Ah! Ah! I feel good. Ah! 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 I feel good. Ah! Ah!
This is pretty funny. I liked it. I did.
Bro, when you think about it, it sounds like that.
Right. No, it is true. Like, that must have taken him a lot of recordings, too.
This top comment killed me. He says, you're putting more fear into it than I think he was. Oh, my God. Anyway, that was my last camera smile. That's I thought funny. It was so funny the other day at 12 o'clock in the morning.
Well, since we have a Hispanic-themed episode, I'll just put this where it was basically on Mother's Day, they did a competition of the moms to see, like, they put, like, a pyramid of red Solo cups to see who can, like, hit it with a chancleta.
And oh, my God. Are you serious?
And look at this bitch. Yeah. She literally fucked that shit up.
Damn, and she her kids are a fucking crazy.
No, she goes, este pa Jonathan. So God bless Jonathan.
Oh my God, Jonathan, we get it.
On your journey.
Honestly, out of my mom's three kids, Jonathan was also her problem.
Oh, there you go. Do we all just have brothers that are named Jonathan?
Yeah.
That's really weird.
Only yours is an angel.
Yeah, he is. Well, anyway, guys, if you made it to the end, we appreciate you very much. God, I hope this is a full episode. Come on,
it
guys.
It is.
Let's go. Well, anyway, guys, if you made it to the end, we appreciate you very much. But as always, that's all we've got. And we will see you next Wednesday.
Oh, we won't.
JK. Bye.
Bye.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.